Well, it was just the way the weather pattern was. It was interesting that, you know, the cooler air finally made it onto the BC coast, but the prairies still remained well above average. The Arctic was really above average, but much of the prairies still really, really above average. It was actually sort of more above average the farther north that you went in Saskatchewan, which often doesn't happen. But certainly, I think we all enjoyed the warmer temperatures. It was drier. I think that helped with, you know, what was left of the harvest there for cleanup and such. But, you know, we did have a couple cold bouts in there, but we mostly made it through October, not widespread frost and not widespread snow events either, which is sort of unusual.
Before we get to the October precipitation numbers, I kind of want to follow up with November outlook. I've seen a few things online that are predicting the warm conditions to turn around in November. Is that what we can expect? Maybe a bit colder as the month proceeds?
No, actually, the forecast that we've put out is forecasting for above average temperatures to continue across most of Saskatchewan for much of November, but with no discernible precipitation pattern yet. So once we get into winter, which is December, January, February, that's where a lot of the news agencies are predicting, Armageddon with, you know, colder and stormier than average based on the La Nina forecast. However, we had a La Nina event that happened last year, and we didn't have those kind of conditions either. So we don't have a strong correlation between moderate La Ninas and what happens in the winter. The general pattern is supposed to be cooler than average and wetter than average, but that's not necessarily the case. So our forecast for winter for Saskatchewan is actually running slightly above average temperature-wise, but above average with respect to precipitation. So that's sort of good news. We'll see if that actually pans out.
How unpredictable are La Niñas from event to event?
We have a much stronger correlation between strong El Niños and winter conditions. We know from past El Nino events that it's always warmer than drier. But for La Nina events, especially if they're only moderate, we don't have good correlation. So it makes it even harder to forecast. Our ability to forecast into the future for, you know, months ahead is not that great. And it's sort of educated guessing, sort of based on the weather patterns, based on the ocean currents, that type of thing. We make our best guess. But there's so many factors at play that can, you know, really affect it. We're watching in the Arctic right now, the temperatures are way above average. And I'm talking historically above average, which means there'll be effect on the ice that's up there. It won't be forming as thick and as quickly. So that will actually throw off the weather patterns as well. So there's too many things going on. Climate change also playing a role. We saw the temperatures this summer being something we've never seen before. So there's just so much at play. We make our best guesses. And, you know, some of the agencies, too, are also looking for clicks, on their website as well. So they'll sort of play up those conditions also.
How unusual is it to have back-to-back La Niñas? Is it something we see very often?
No, we don't often see that. They're calling it the double dip. So we don't see that. Usually it flip-flops. It'll go from an El Nino to a La Nina or maybe into neutral conditions and sort of back and forth that way. So it is unusual that we are seeing another La Nina event.
Let's move over to the October precipitation. For Saskatoon, let's start off with, we didn't really get a lot, did we? It was a pretty dry month again.
Really dry month again, unfortunately. So we only came in with 6.7 millimeters of precipitation. So only 36% of average. That makes it the 26th driest that we have in 123 years of records. So still continuing with that dry trend, unfortunately.
And other areas of the province that were similar to Saskatoon, I guess would be west central, southwest?
That's right. North Battleford, they were quite dry, but Meadow Lake actually came in with a couple good systems that went through, so they actually came out quite wet, but towards the southwest, dry as well. There was a little storm system that moved through. It seemed to move just north of Estevan, but there was an area that moved through, like the Moose Jaw, Regina, Weyburn, in through there. Yorkton got some moisture out of that. So those areas, they benefited more from the moisture, whereas the rest of us kind of just got the dregs.
This upcoming week looks pretty much the same as what we've experienced during a lot of October, right?
Yeah, a lot of sort of that wavy up and down, more temperature swings, very common for this time of year. We've dodged a lot, you know, the heavy snowfalls so far. We are keeping an eye on a system next week. It looks like right now it's forecast to move through the central part of the province, but we'll keep an eye on it because so much can change. And that looks like a weather maker. Looks like it could bring some snow to the central parts of the province, maybe the northern grain belt. Of course, if it travels further north, it'll fall as rain. But if it travels further south, then there could be a good swath of snow coming. So we'll keep an eye on that one. It's been a fairly quiet season so far this fall with respect to any kind of weather systems. So when they do show up on the maps, we pay special attention to them.
Mm-hmm. So that would be early next week or middle of next week?
It looks more mid next week, around Wednesday or so.